What's up, guys and gals, fellow whiskey sippers? This is Whiskey Biz Podcast, and here are your hosts, Rob and Devo.
What's the difference between a refrigerator and a butthole?
A refrigerator and a butthole?
Yeah.
Does it have something to do with meat?
Yep.
One you put meat in, one you take meat out?
A refrigerator doesn't moan when you pull the meat out.
Wouldn't it be, I'm not even going to go there. I don't really want to know, and we don't have any experts on the matter. So, welcome back.
To what?
To the final semifinal bracket.
The final countdown.
What is it, Victor? What are we doing?
E.H. Taylor and Heaven Hill.
Which E.H. Taylor?
Bottled and Bond.
Which, they're all bottled and bond.
It's the
small batch.
There you go. Go, Victor. I'm glad you can read.
I kind of read the bottle tasting anyway.
I've mentioned that we were doing this and you knew what was in the bracket, so I was hoping you'd just know. But
is there a bottle and bond, not small batch?
Yeah. Single barrel proof.
Barrel proof.
Tornado batch, warehouse C. There are a few others too. Four grain.
So I can get small batch bottled and bond.
No, they only sell bottled and bond in that brand. E.H. Taylor is only bottled and bond. Every bottle is bottled and bond.
Okay.
Yeah, you cannot get E.H. Taylor's. If you get an E.H. Taylor small batch that is not bottled and bond, you just wasted a lot of money on a fake bottle.
That's cool.
Yeah. Is it though?
I'd do some shit.
You probably would. You'd be like, oh, I got this bottle for $60, Rob. You said you can't find it for under 80 anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would not be a good purchase. I can say that officially. So, any predictions? Are we doing any predictions here?
I think it's going to be close because I like E.H. Taylor. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
But Heaven Hill is good too.
Every time I've asked if you wanted a bottle of E.H. Taylor, you said no. And every time I've asked you if you wanted a bottle of Heaven Hill, you said no.
My cabinet's full, man. There's only one way to empty it.
I'm pretty sure with your texts over the weekends that you've been doing a good job.
I got messed up last night. I did. I killed half a bottle of
Jesus.
Well, it was the whole 375.
Oh, gotcha.
And then I had probably two beers.
Oh, geez.
And a glass of bullet rye. Fuck, I drank a lot, dude.
You did. That's impressive.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Devo, any predictions?
I have like a soft spot for E.H. Taylor and thinking that it might win it.
Okay. I have a couple predictions from our patrons. There was one E.H. Taylor small batch and one Heaven Hill. So we'll have to see here. I think Heaven Hill's going to pull it out just because.
Pull the meat out of the fridge?
Yeah, it's going to moan. Even though I feel like E.H. Taylor small batch is a little more phallic than Heaven Hill.
Yeah.
Like Heaven Hill's more like a butt plug and the other one's more like a.
Oh, yeah.
Dildo. I don't know. Not interested in trying either out. Outside of drinking the whiskey from within.
Yeah, same.
You had to make sure you didn't slip up on something, didn't you, Diva?
Slip?
Yep. Oh, so this is number two versus number three, by the way.
What was number one?
So this will be very close.
Number one was $18.97. Based on MSRP, basically. That's how we did it. Oh, shit. I just did a fucking Victor pour.
Oh.
Here, drink. Pour it.
You want me to take some of that?
Well, do you not want to do both?
No. What do you mean both?
We're doing another bracket, so you have to have both whiskeys. In order to like compare. Wait, if you only have one, you can't try both.
What do you mean both?
You just poured an E.H. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So now you need Heaven Hill so you can compare.
Yeah, that's why I said, do you want me to take half of your glass?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, did you want me to take some, like pour some? I'm like, wait a second. I was very confused. The texture on the label on E.H. Taylor is very pleasant. I feel like you could put this texture on like workout equipment and you'd never lose your grip.
Have you been working out recently and that's why it
not at all
you of that? Oh.
No, it's just, you know, PTSD from working out, I guess. I don't know. Okay. So for those of you that didn't listen to the prior episodes, Heaven Hill retails for about $45. E.H. Taylor's kind of close to the same area, but E.H. Taylor has a much higher secondary value, so that's why it got the bump up.
Does feel like a workout.
It does, doesn't it? Diva, you have your bottle right there? Grip that shit. Keep it away from your butt, though.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's crazy. I remembered pouring from the neck, not the actual bottle part.
Yeah, I just grabbed the bottle from Victor. That's why I noticed it. It's kind of weird. It's a weird texture. Kind of cool. I think bottle-wise, I think you have to give it to E.H. Taylor, especially with the tube that it comes with.
Yeah.
But you never know with Heaven Hill. They put out some sneaky good products. So.
There's actually a distinct like difference. Flavored.
Yeah, I'm sure there
on
is.
On the nose. Like I'm getting more floral notes on the E.H. Taylor, floral and maybe a little. Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Whereas like you go to Heaven Hill, it smells very like oaky. Bourbon. Yeah.
It smells like Heaven Hill literally smells like what I expect bourbon to smell like. There's like an orange citrusiness to it. As well as that, like the floral overtones, whatever you want to call them. Undertones, mm-hmm. overtones. I don't know what the difference is, to be honest. One's over and one's under.
Yeah.
One's both a top and one's a bottom. Yeah, both. I mean, as expected. Man, I never noticed that much like fruitiness until fruit, comparing
floral,
it.
Yeah. Like
the, fruit, floral, forward.
Yeah.
Floral. Floral. That's a fucking tongue twister.
Fluty.
Yeah, you could go. That's probably the easier way to go.
Like Doug.
Doug Flutie.
Ah, I see what he did there. He was the short one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he threw the Hail Mary, I think, was
I'm sure
like his highlight reel.
Okay. That's not good when your highlight reel is a complete luck play. Because honestly, that's more the receiver than the quarterback. I'm pretty sure any quarterback in the NFL could throw the ball 50 yards into the end zone.
Mm-hmm. You just pray.
Well, that's why it's a Hail Mary.
Is that offensive to you, Diva? Because you're not Catholic.
I'm not Catholic, so it don't matter.
Which one are we? Oh, we have to go E.H. Taylor first.
Yeah. Very good. Nice. On the first sip, a nice little burn there. I guess we have to take the second sip kind of quick, huh? Just so that not we can get there early.
There's a little cinnamon, too.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
It's like an orangey cinnamon black pepper spice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice little tingle.
It's a little chewy.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Nice medium finish.
I didn't get any chew.
No?
No.
Like there's a little bite. A little bitey. So chewy. Chewy just sounds better than bitey. Bitey man. Bitey man. Anything, yeah, Victor?
It's been good. It's, I really like this.
That's good. It's a good thing.
I know you guys were saying it's got a very clean taste. There's no bitterness lingering.
I got a little tea. Finish on the
like
last
iced
one.
Iced tea, or like
more like a
or like a hot tea,
like a chamomile tea.
Chamomile, okay,
yeah,
More of an Earl Grey or breakfast blend.
That's what you got?
No,
okay. I didn't think so, but I just had to check because
I got more goju berry.
Goju?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Heaven Hill has like a...
Oh, we're going the other one now?
Well, you have to compare them. How else are you going to compare them?
A little more... definitely more bourbon, traditional bourbon flavor.
That's why I've always been a huge fan of Heaven Hill and why I think it's like a great gift is it truly gives you like bourbon flavors.
Smooth operator.
Sorry. What was that?
I don't know. Victor was attempting to sing Smooth Operator.
Smooth.
And I just came out of fucking nowhere.
Cheers.
Is it cheersing if you cheers yourself?
If you have two different glasses of two different
and you have alcohols. Two personalities?
Oh, you're
I don't know if you can one personality, two different whiskeys. I don't think you can cheers yourself.
And technically we're not drinking two different alcohols. It's the same alcohol, it's just different brands.
Technically you're right, but they have different mash bills.
True, true.
True.
Which is specific to each brand. So
these two are tough. I thought they were going to be closer in flavor. You definitely get one that gives you like the bourbon feel. I mean, they both taste like bourbon, right? It's not like if you gave either of these bottles to me blind, I would know they were both bourbon. But
I don't know if I had finished my thought on this, but well, now the finish is a little bit longer than what I was saying before previously. Like I feel like they both have a similar finish length.
Different, I'm going to say
pleasantries on the finish, but
yeah. Heaven Hill's a little heartier.
Yeah. I was going to say gritty, but I think I used that for a previous episode, so I tried not to say it.
Taylor is like more on the like I don't want to say refreshing because I've never thought of bourbon as like refreshing, but they're almost like polar opposites.
Yeah, you definitely want to cleanse your palate in between each one.
Yeah, you're gonna get all. They'd probably be good mixed together, to be honest.
I don't know because I just took a sip of E.H. Taylor right after having Heaven Hill, and it kind of bombarded my taste buds.
This kind of gives me that feel of like full-bodied cigar versus like medium-bodied cigar. Like between these two.
So like still close, but not.
Yeah, I feel like
type of flavors.
I feel like there's more flavor in Heaven Hill, but it's heavier.
Definitely heavier. I think in terms of more flavor, the spices are popping more.
I think it's a little better balanced.
E.H. Taylor is, I'm getting it's like a sweeter finish to it, but it's still very nice. It's not like against our palates what we've described in the past.
Yeah, they're both great whiskeys. It's tough because they are way more different. I came into this thinking it was going to be like tough because they were going to be so similar and both good, but it's tough because they're fairly different, but both good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try and figure out how I'm going to rate these two just because I think I've said it in the past. I use E.H. Taylor as my like celebratory whiskey.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Well, and Heaven Hill is usually I get it when you're like, hey, did you want it? Sure. Yeah, grab it for me.
But E.H. Taylor is harder to find, so I get why it'd be like a celebratory. So even if they're equally as good, one's just a lot harder to find.
They always have it at Liquorama, but it's $90.
Yeah, that's what I struggle with. I think they're both great bottles, but I think they're both great under $70.
Yeah, because I've been seeing Eagle Rare a lot, but it's expensive.
You should be able to get Eagle Rare for like $50-$60.
I think $60 Liquorama had one bottle.
Okay.
I was at a just a random liquor store in Long Beach.
Okay.
They had it for 80. And they had a few bottles.
It's not uncommon. I don't think it's that good for that price. I think like $50, maybe $60 Eagle Rare is good. Anything over that, it's just no, it's not worth it. There are a lot of other good bottles for that price. Man, I got to go back to E.H. Taylor. This one's going to be tricky. Victor, how are you favoring anything right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have made my decision.
I know which one he's picking.
Oof.
Yeah, I just had my another little sip of Heaven Hill. And palate-wise, very comforting.
Heaven Hill?
Yeah. Like, E.H. Taylor for sure has that. It almost has like a refined feel to it.
What? It's kind of, E.H. Taylor's almost a little silky.
It's Buffalo Trace, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of cherry on the second go around for E.H. Taylor.
Yeah.
Dare I say it, Victor?
Say it.
A little Robitussin-y. There have been very few whiskeys that I've gotten cherry and I didn't think Robitussin.
Yeah, but it makes, I don't want to say Robitussin tastes good, but it's definitely a flavor enhancer for a medicine, right?
Yeah.
Don't they use Robitussin for different drinks? The wrappers?
You think Scissorp?
Yeah.
Zerp.
Wasn't that Robitussin?
I mean, I think it's whatever.
I think it's any sort of,
yeah,
like
whatever that
drug,
yeah, whatever that specific cough syrup is. Whether it's NyQuil, Robitussin, Mucinex.
Interesting.
Whatever, yeah, whatever that drug is.
That man, this ingredient. I'm. E.H. Taylor's definitely lighter on the palate, but it does have nice flavors.
Mm-hmm.
They're both very like. If the two bottles were there, I wouldn't be like struggling between the two bottles any given day. I would have a preference based on what my palate wanted. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're gonna be like, oh, should I go with this or that? They both like, if you want something heartier that drinks more of the proof, go Heaven Hill. You want something lighter, more mellow, go with E.H. Taylor.
And that's what makes it hard too.
I know, because
it is based off of like what your palate is wanting during that time.
And I feel like any one of us, if the day was switched and maybe your day changed a little bit, what you had for lunch or dinner changed, you could completely flip to the other one. This is by far the hardest one, and we expected this. Now I have to make sure that I'm not making a decision to prove that I was right, but I'm making a decision because I think it's better. Man. Victor, did you go back and forth again, or are you just done?
I'm curious if the tube has the same texture as the bottle.
Go grab it. It doesn't, though.
Oh, okay.
It feels like a paper tube.
Yeah.
No, but that label.
The label's smooth.
Oh, it's not like this.
I think I would, outside of the price, I think more often than not, I would pick up Heaven Hill. Just off of that last, like, comparing sips, because I also got on the nose a little bit more pine on the nose.
Okay, I could see that.
And I think I just enjoy the spice a little bit more than, like, the smooth, velvety type of feel.
Agreed. That you
get from E.H. Taylor.
Agreed. I think Heaven Hill drinks its proof more. Or it might drink at a higher proof.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flavors hidden in that sip.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a big fan of the black pepper, the anise that's coming through, and a bit of the oak that is on there for the Heaven Hill. And I think that's why I'm pulling. I'll lock in my answer as Heaven Hill.
Oh,
right.
Shit. Even though I really enjoy E.H. Taylor, and it is still my celebratory whiskey.
What's celebratory mean?
Like special like, occasion?
Oh, yeah, not celibacy?
No.
No. No.
Oh, you I think was I'm going to
be drinking. you think I'm going to be drinking whiskey to stay celibate? Come on.
Oh, maybe whiskey helps makes you.
Me frisky, bro.
Ooh.
That's what I was saying. Like, hey, I've been celibate for a while. Like,
frisky.
Let's have a drink and
get frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
The breaking of celibacy? Is that what?
I don't know what Victor's trying to say.
Like breakfast, you break the fast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like dinner, you dine here?
Yep.
Okay.
Victor, what? Well, should we leave it up to Rob as the...
No, we'll let Victor make the choice.
It's over then.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, Heaven Hill is just so balanced, and I think it's like poster child bourbon.
It is.
But E.H. Taylor tickles my palate, and I'm going to go E.H. Taylor.
Really?
I like the floral. It's just my palate. I think
so
both are great.
Why did you say that it's over?
I just am talking shit.
I was going to say I was more shocked because I thought he was going to pick E.H. Taylor.
Yeah, I really like E.H. Taylor.
Because Victor enjoys a true bourbon, but he likes some funkiness to it.
I do. And I like right? I like the floral.
Yeah, like you, you go Venom rise.
What was it? It was a Viper. It was the Viper that
Pit
you
Viper?
Enjoyed.
The Pit Viper was cool.
Yeah, he liked the bottle and the collab more than the whiskey, but it made it better for him. So, you know, shout out to
Whistle Pig.
It's what my parents call Piggly Wiggly. Still bothers me to this fucking day. Also, if you want to drive me up the wall, ask if I have any Wellers.
You have Wellers?
You have like four bottles, five bottles, right?
Wellers.
Oh, I got to try to join the whiskey club.
Oh, yeah. You need to hustle in.
I asked the bartender last time. She's like, yeah, I'll go find out. And she never
didn't
did.
Find out.
Yeah.
I have a bottle and a half of Full Proof. I have a bottle of Antique 107. And at the moment, I have four bottles of Special Reserve, but two I owe people. So I have four bottles. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, no, I have five. I have five. Four and a half. One's half empty.
That's pessimistic of you.
Well, I drank it down, so if it was half full, I was filling it up.
Okay, that is a fair point. Good job. Good job on that one.
I don't know how I thought that up so quick. Fuck. This might be a long wait for me.
It's down to you, dude.
Because I can't make a bad decision here. And if I have to truly, if I pick Heaven Hill, everyone listening is going to be like, oh, you just picked it because you thought it was going to be Heaven Hill. So I have to have like true.
Just finish both bottles and then.
But yeah. I do want to say like I'm very like a troll.
Yes.
And I didn't pick E.H. Taylor to put the spot on you.
Oh, I didn't expect you
I
to.
I didn't expect it either.
Before Devo said his pick and you said you knew what you were picking, I knew you were picking E.H. Taylor.
I had like a feeling you were picking E.H. Taylor too. So.
Because like. Rye is your favorite. Rye is Rendezvous Rye, which is like the most herbal rye I have ever had.
I love Rendezvous.
I know you do. And that's why I was thinking, man, he's going to like the floral. He's going to like the silkiness of it. You do like weeded bourbons. So you're just going to like it. By the way, talking about wheat, did you know Bernheim Barrel Proof? They're releasing it nationally now. It's available in California. It used to only be available at the distillery.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's an interesting one we're going to have to try soon. I did pick up the Bullet 12-year rye.
Yeah, I saw it behind
to review.
Behind your head.
I also texted you guys about it.
Right. But when I was looking at it, I was like, that looks like a redemption rye type bottle.
Yeah, it's like
I was like, wait, no, that's not it. That, dark he just got a label. Bullet.
Yeah. On the nose, it's definitely favoring Heaven Hill. Like if I bought a glass of whiskey, I've never had it before, at a bar, and I smell Heaven Hill, I'm like, okay, this is what I wanted, right? If I smell E.H. Taylor, it's like, what did I get? Like, it's just a little. It's not what I expect.
But Devo had mentioned that.
Yeah.
He had mentioned it had this whatever taste to it. What was the word he used?
For E.H. Taylor?
Yeah.
Like a floral? Like a...
No, it was kind of like a processed or...
Oh, I was saying...
Because I do
velvety
get...
smooth, but it was like a
whatever refined, refined. And I get that on the nose. And it's not necessarily like a nice refined.
See, I think Devo is meaning like the whiskey was it was a good process.
Oh.
Not like you refine oil.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct, Devo?
Yeah.
Sorry, my nose just started itching like a motherfucker.
Like
all that coke.
How I look at E.H. Taylor, and when I'm describing it as like feeling refined, it's like you're at, like you would expect that type of whiskey at a high end whiskey bar.
Yes. So I think it does drink a little more expensive, but I don't always like that more expensive, super smooth whiskey. Sorry, this is taking a while.
No, I am enjoying it a little bit. I mean, the spot's on you. Like, this whole bracket now came down to you.
Yeah, basically, who's taking on... oh, shoot, I forgot who it was that we put on.
1897.
But Devo, if why isn't Heaven Hill not your celebratory or celibacy whiskey?
Because it's been hard to find, for one. Two, it's just more my, like, Heaven Hill is more my palate, so I will go to it.
He can't wait to have Heaven Hill.
Right. That is very true, actually. And
it's kind of like... Because, oh, go ahead. Sorry, Devo.
It reminds me, and like, it's not as hot or harsh as Knob Creek.
Uh-huh.
But like, if this Heaven Hill came in, you know, the handle, I would definitely scoop it up.
Wow.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, like,
I respect that though. That's like, I know I'm going to go through it. Let me save a couple bucks.
Okay. I think I've made up my decision. Side by side, Heaven Hill's the winner. And here's why. I think you could have two glasses of Heaven Hill and it feels the same every sip. E.H. Taylor, the last sip I just took after letting my palate refresh, tasted almost a little watery because it was like so smooth. And I like feeling like the whiskey is still there laid on in the glass. Fuck, I drink a lot of those. I'm going to agree with you, Devo. It tastes like bourbon, which is what I want. E.H. Taylor, though, there are going to be nights I don't want a heavy whiskey. I want something nice, smooth, with good flavor, still bourbon, but on that end. But I tend to favor... Oh, excuse me. The harsher whiskeys to the lighter ones. But I think if you were going side by side, E.H. Taylor, if you were to like give it to someone who is newer to bourbon, I think E.H. Taylor is a better one to give them, and they will enjoy it much more than Heaven Hill.
I agree. And I will say this, because I've said this before, that like if I really enjoy a whiskey, I try not to touch it. I've had this bottle for over a year.
Okay. Fair. This one, mine was cracked,
Taylor.
What, 3 weeks ago when we last did it? So 4 weeks ago, I don't even know. Four? 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
So
I don't fucking remember.
Like I'm not... I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, for all of you H. Taylor lovers, fans, whatever you want to call them, I'm not dogging on it at all.
No, like, it's a great,
delicious.
This is the obviously toughest. It was
in the semifinals, so
this is the toughest side by side I've had.
Semis, right?
Yeah, semis. The last bracket of the semis. Heaven Hill is just really good, especially for the price. I mean, we've been able to find it for 40 or under for a while now, and it's hard to beat Heaven Hill as a, like, sounds weird calling it a daily sipper because I feel like most people consider under $30 a daily sipper, but I think you'd fly through two glasses of E.H. Taylor and you could sit there sipping on Heaven Hill for about twice as long. Yeah. And Heaven Hill would be a cigar-friendly whiskey. I don't think E.H. Taylor would hold up. I think it's just going to hide behind the strength of a cigar.
Well, the more lighter tones, yeah, it just wouldn't.
Yeah, the floral might be refreshing, but you're just not going to get the flavors.
Sorry, Victor.
No, I mean, I'm glad I was on this episode.
I was worried you weren't going to show up, and then, like, Devo and I were going to be split decision. So I was glad you were here.
I mean, now you guys are.
We were not split decision, but, you know, you don't know until you know.
I'm not going to say that, the last part of it. I was just thinking of the kid that said, if you don't know, now you know.
Oh, the thing that Victor's been trying to get you to say for, like, 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says it off mic.
You're such a
dick. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Fucking asshole. Damn. Okay. So, Heaven Hill is up against 1897, which will be an interesting one because 1897 is a oakier whiskey.
I think it'll be very, very close.
Wait, why is it?
I don't think it's going to be as close.
That's the finals?
That's the finals.
Didn't E.H. Taylor didn't make it to the finals?
No, Heaven Hill upset. Oh,
okay. Didn't I tell you, Rob, that I was thinking it was going to be 1897 versus Heaven Hill?
I think you did. I believe so. I did pick Heaven Hill to win out. I think I don't remember. I didn't put this in paper and post it somewhere so, you know, you could be like, oh, you're just saying it because... But I think I picked all of them correctly. No, so I thought OGD was going to beat out 1897.
Yeah, and I said that 1897 was going to get to the finals.
Fair.
Boom.
So, topic for the week. Oh, before we get there.
Check out our Patreon.
Well, no, I was going to say, if you guys are interested in what, like, bottles look like that we review and shit like that, you can hop over to our socials. It's Whiskey Biz Podcast with a K because whiskey comes in caskets, according to Victor.
Casks.
Oh. Casks. Oh, they come in casks. Shit. Cask. Victor all of a sudden changed. You can see what, like, the bottles look like if you like our reviews and you're like, oh, I want to pick up a bottle. That way when you go to the liquor store, you're not like, oh, shit, what does that bottle look like? Because there are a lot of fucking whiskeys out there. So there's
that. There's a lot of different labels on them, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you have, like, 10 different types of whiskey coming from the same distillery and even more. So... check that out. If you do want to become a patron and hear us get, like, a little crazier. So, like, this topic will borderline touch Patreon topics. So it's close. It's not there, but it's, like, it's right on the line.
Just the tip or what?
Just the tip. It's not all the way in. In the refrigerator. Waiting for
Victor to say something.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I think he's lost. I think he's... He's in Never Never Land.
I thought we only go phallic with Patreon episodes.
No, we've had it.
It was pretty phallic in the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. So we get a little inappropriate. We also have bi-monthly meet and greets if you sign up at the $5 and above tier.
Meetups.
I did change it. I still, like, historically, I've said meet and greets, so it just, like, flows off the tongue better.
If we get new patrons, then yes, it's a meet and greet.
Yeah,
it's
if you're new.
Wait, is the background on your phone a picture of you?
Yeah, Lauren changed it a long time ago, and I'm too lazy to fucking change it. So and it's
of him looking crazy, dude.
I look like my eyes are all fucking wide open. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you're conceited, dude.
But so
if you want to know what Rob looks like,
look at my phone?
Head or over to
TikTok?
You're on TikTok?
Yeah, he's been doing most of the videos. I haven't done one in a while.
I need to start doing them. So yeah, you can do all that. All the information's on Patreon. It's patreon.com/whiskeybizpodcast. So the most important and exciting part of this episode is the topic I want to talk about with you guys. You guys are unaware of this topic. So
yeah, any... screening or anything of that nature before this topic.
Okay.
So I'm feeling ill prepared.
No, this is, you'll like, as soon as I say it, one moment in your life is going to pop in your head and you're going to want to talk about it, or you're going to talk about it. I don't know if you're going to want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, think a little harder.
So this is angled at me or just...
Oh no, it's just in general. Like if I brought this up, and you were at a party, you would immediately think of, oh yeah, you wouldn't have to think about it.
Okay, interesting.
Where's the weirdest place you've taken a piss? Okay, you guys are thinking about it a little more than I did.
Okay, you tell us where was the weirdest place you
pissed? Okay, so I play golf, so taking a piss on the golf course, not uncommon. You know,
and like a bunch of bushes. Have you seen that
TikTok where they had the drones out and the guy walks over to the side of the hill to take a piss?
That was a PGA Tour event. Or that might have been a Live.com or Live Tour.
It's not a Live Tour?
No, it's Live. Jesus Christ, Victor. Okay, so this one just stands out to me because it was a weird situation, and when I say what happens, you'll be like, Rob, why didn't you do this, right? Okay, so the golf course that I used to play a lot at, well, I didn't play there a lot, but I went to their driving range a lot. Their driving range stayed open later than the clubhouse.
Because they had lights or what?
Yeah, they had lights. So like they'd stop selling range balls at like 7:30, but you could be there till 8:30. So I get done at the range, and I'm like, fuck, I have to take a piss. So I go back to my car, and I popped open a Gatorade bottle from the back seat, and I pissed in the bottle in the park. Well, so it wasn't technically a parking lot. It was actually on 6th Street, because you parked street side and then walked up to the range. That was the shortest distance. Parking in the parking lot, you'd have to walk further. So I parked.
Are you talking about Claremont?
No, 6th Street, 6th.
Sierra
Not
Lakes?
Indian Hill. No, Empire Lakes. They aren't open anymore.
Yeah.
So I used to park on the street. So I literally took a piss in my car while sitting on the side of the road. Go ahead. I told you you're going to have questions. Why didn't you do this? Go ahead.
Yeah, like you could have just leaned back against your car and let it...
Open the door a little bit and just hit the floor right there.
Yeah.
And pee in the street?
Put it in the gutter, yeah.
Yeah, in the gutter side.
Yeah, and then point toward where all the people who are at the range are?
It's nighttime, dude.
Dude, the lights are bright.
They weren't going to be looking your direction.
So you peed in the bottle and then dropped the bottle in your car?
Yeah, and I almost grabbed it to drink.
That's weird.
That was the...
Oh, that's weird. Really?
Oh, that's
crazy. No, I knew. As soon as I grabbed it, I'm like, oh, that's not... something to drink.
I mean, I have done the whole pee in a bottle.
In the car? I've done that before.
In the bus.
Bus?
Around a bunch of dudes.
Soccer.
And potentially the girls' soccer team.
The girls are on the bus?
No. Oof, it was in my later.
You're in trouble, dude.
It was later on. Meaning like freshman year, that's when we traveled with the girls. Or at least the freshman girls. But I didn't pee in a bottle until I think it was my JV. Yeah, I think it was around the JV time. But I just remember I had to fill up two bottles. I had to do the pinch.
Oh, damn. That's awkward.
For another bottle.
But yeah, that was the weirdest thing because technically I was cars were driving by as I was taking a piss. And if I went on the street side, people, if one golfer looked to the right, which they do walk away to go to their car where I was, they would have seen me peeing out of my door. So that's why I didn't do that.
Yeah, and I guess golf is a little bit different because, like, for when I there was a few of my teammates when we would do like the stretches before practice. If they had to pee, they would just go to one knee and act like they're stretching and go out their shorts type of thing. Like below, I don't know how to.
Yeah, there's a video of a soccer player doing that. A professional soccer player.
But you can't do that with golf pants, so.
No.
I can understand the conundrum, but at the same time, like, I would have just gone straight into the gutter.
Good for you. I just didn't want to become a sex predator.
If you were facing, maybe you could have just been facing your car because then you're not showing it to.
And then I get splatter in my car. I'd rather just, I can trust a big mouth bottle of Gatorade. The whole tip fits in. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not like a water bottle, you know, or water bottle, you really have to be careful. You have to make sure that just the tip and the right part of the tip is pointing in.
And you're not shaking from her doing the pee dance.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, Victor? What's the weirdest place for you?
I don't have a problem peeing in public, dude.
Okay.
I mean, not like at a park on the fucking slide, dude, but like Dio said, I'll open my car door and I'll, like, if I had to go that bad, dude, I'd just fuck it, dude.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
I pissed my pants at the mall once.
How old were you?
I was still.
He's like, it was last week.
But okay. I wasn't like a fucking little kid anymore.
You were an adult.
Like, it might have been like middle school years.
Shit.
Like, did you do it on a dare or?
No, I think I had to pee and. I think we found the restrooms and it was closed and I was like, I can't fucking hold it.
Damn.
To get to the next one, like.
But peeing is cool. No.
So what's your?
Can you name
so
that
is
movie?
That the weirdest place in your pants?
I think that'd be, yeah.
Was it like dribbling down and when you were walking, there was a puddle following you? Is your shoe soaked?
No, I don't remember. It was. I don't think it was that much, dude.
So you just like laughed?
Like,
and
I think
a
I
little?
Was like holding it on the way to the bathroom, and like
a little squirted out.
Yeah, like I think
so it was like a
it
sharp
wasn't, like,
version
a little,
of a pee.
I think it was a, like I, like my mom was like, "Here's the bag, and hold it in front of you."
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like you had just purchased something and
yeah.
Like just
gotcha,
like the sweatshirt trick.
But I'm not gonna like be weird and like piss inside like a building or something.
Okay.
I think another weird.
That would be weird to me. Like, if I was like in a movie theater and I just pissed on the floor.
That's fair.
Weird.
You know, I've never been unlucky enough to like piss my pants when drunk.
You ever wake up on the floor, pissed yourself drunk?
No. I said I've never pissed myself drunk. I have woken myself up because I was peeing in a dream and I was like, fuck, 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 wake up.
You're wild. That's wild, dude. That's wild.
Then you wake up and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I can't be trusted if I'm overly drunk.
Do you like actively pee yourself or do you just wake up and you're pissed?
Devo hasn't.
No, I was going to say that... There was another trip with soccer buddies where I got drunk and
oh shit.
We were by the ocean and I had to go and I just whipped out my penis and peed straight into the ocean.
It's a little, you know, so like I went.
That storytelling was great because you could have just said whipped it out, but you're like, I whipped out my penis. I just.
We
beat on the side of the Like, well, fuck. We need a little context. Sure. Was it fucking cold? And that's why you're like, fuck it, I don't want to get out.
So we had traveled for a tournament to Hawaii. We were lucky enough to be in a tournament in Hawaii.
How the fuck old were you when you were drunk? Oh, never mind. Don't answer that. Yeah. Okay. You're good. You're good. I now understand. So you peed out of your
and then what was funny is that one of my, in Hawaii, and one of my teammates thought it would be funny to shove me into the ocean as I was peeing.
Oh.
But I had my phone on me.
Oh. And it wasn't like iPhone 12 waterproof.
No, this was
back in the day when
this was NV2.
One dunk and it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, so like I was mindful of it at that point, took my phone out, handed it back to the person that pushed me in. And he was like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had your phone on you. And I was like, don't worry. And then I just went back to peeing because I still had to go.
Were you also drunk at this point?
Absolutely. I was drunk at
that point. Oh, shit. Okay. Damn, dude. You drank before I did.
So.
Victor is drinking Tecate at 12.
They ate.
Okay.
I think I grew out of Tecate by 12. I fucking hate that. I'm never going to pick one up ever fucking again, dude. I'm going to go to some Mexican-ass party and I'm going to have Tecate.
No, the best troll that you could do, Victor, is pick up a brick of Tecate and give it to Rob when he invites you over for a party.
Oh, I swear when I go over to Victor's next for a party, I'm going to bring over 3 tall cans of Tecate.
And say that he has to finish it before
from 7-Eleven. Like, it's going to be like that kind of a purchase. Like one of the plastic wrapped 3-packs. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Victor. If I'm offending you,
I haven't
seen
those plastic wrap 3-packs.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like I see a lot of micheladas in the 3-pack.
I can't do Michis.
Did I say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
Okay.
If I want to piss people off, I'll say like michelada. And I really like emphasize the D. And they're like, what the fuck are you saying? I just like to be a dick.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Okay, so we got...
Sounds about right for the topic, too. So
right? So you know what made me think of this topic? I was watching TikTok. Or no, it was Instagram. And there's this dude, and it says, when giving a quote to power wash someone's house goes wrong. And I'm like, what the fuck? And this old dude walks up to this house and knocks on the door, and then all of a sudden you hear him go, like, grumble, and then I can't even remember what he said, but basically to the effect of, oh, shit, and you see shit fall out of his pants.
Oh, that's
onto
funny.
The ground. Like, it just, I don't know how it just went down one pant leg. Like, I swear, if I shit my pants, it's going to, like, go, like, all the way across, and it's just going to dribble down both legs equally. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like fucking chocolate fondue flowing down my ass to my legs, to my calves. And you're just going to feel it like slowly creep past your, like the back of your knees, like that kind of shit.
Going on to like your ankle.
Yeah. And then it like touches your ankle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
the drip.
And it's all in like fucking slow motion.
Crap at me.
Yeah.
Where's the weirdest place you ever pooped?
That was going to be my next question because, Rob, I don't know if you remember this story, but it wasn't myself. It was someone that was with us, but we went on a sober walk and this dude said like, oh, I got to poop. Like, oh, well, you can just run back.
I don't remember that.
Maybe you weren't with me on the sober walk, but this person was like, no, I have to go now. I have, like, well, just run down the street. Like, we were a block up from,
okay,
the house. We were at that park. We were at the park above your house. And he goes, no, I really got to go. And so he went across the street at the big tree and took a dump there, used the leaf.
Why didn't he go like behind the fucking building?
It may have been too far of a run for him.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. I got you.
But that big, like, yeah, like when he came back, I was like, shit, what'd you use to wipe? And he goes, a couple leaves. It's just like, what the hell?
Can you give like a brief explanation of this person? Because they clearly know who they are if they're listening.
I don't think he's listening. We gave him his nickname as his name twice. I don't know if Victor ever met him.
He only came to like two parties.
Yes.
Okay. I can't think of his name, but I know who it is.
The name starts with a J.
It's not helping me right now. I guess I could say it. We'll talk about it later. We don't need to throw anyone. I don't need to delete out shit just because they all of a sudden decided to, you know, or maybe they don't listen, but now I don't think he would care.
Because
he was almost proud
of saying it. Like, that's what he did.
Like a slightly nerdy, cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Now I got it.
Like there was a few kickbacks.
Dude,
I guarantee you, like, the only time I've never shit in, like, outside a toilet.
Does sharding in my pants count?
No.
Okay. You've never gone camping and dug your own hole to poop in?
No, I've never been that kind of camping.
Oh.
Like, we've always been at, like, even if we went in, like, tent in the woods, there's always been, like a shitty fucking park style.
I've had to on a hiking trip.
There was one time I shit outside of a toilet. Not because I missed the toilet, but because I wasn't so in Havasu.
But like, okay, real quick. Okay, solid or diarrhea?
It was like in the middle.
Because I feel like it'd have to be diarrhea for me to have an emergency like that.
This was kind of in the middle, is after having a chorizo breakfast burrito.
Oh, chorizo is the worst, dude.
What do you mean? Am I supposed to say chorizo?
Chorizo?
Chorizo.
Chorizo?
Chorizo. Chorizo.
That's cool, dude. It's all the same.
So in Havasu, we had a habit of getting breakfast burritos from this gas station. Now, this isn't like a kind of gas station you're like, oh, you got AM/PM breakfast burritos. It wasn't that bad. Like, they all made, like, they had like a deli area with
AM/PM burritos. Are actually pretty good.
They are, but they're questionable still.
Wait.
Yeah, true. I took my 20 minutes of time off the clock for work a couple times.
Okay. On the clock, you mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Off the... Okay. I see what you're saying. So they had like a deli in there. So they also did burritos. So they made everything there. They had like a full, like, you know, like a deli type setup. So we'd go there because we always gassed up our jet skis there or our boat there before we launched. So we'd go get a burrito, we'd slam the burrito, go to the launch ramp, launch, and go. 90% of the time I had to take a shit as we got to the launch ramp so I could just go to the bathrooms there. This time I was like, oh, I feel fine. We launch, we go out. My parents like to go to coves in Havasu, so they'd like rent a cove for like $20 for the day. And then you go drop your shit off, beach your boat. Like your ice chest, your chair, that kind of stuff. So there are bathrooms in these campgrounds, or like these coves have bathrooms there. And there's like, you have to walk a little ways to get to them, but they're like portable-ish looking, but they do not move.
Beach style.
Single bathroom. Bathrooms.
Okay.
So it's literally the size of a porta potty, but it's bolted into the ground.
Okay.
So I go up, I open the fucking door, and all I see are cobwebs, and I think I caught, immediate look, I saw at least 6 brown recluse spiders chilling. So I was like, were fuck that. Though? I am not taking, they absolutely were. These fuckers were about to eat me alive. Like, if I took a shit in there, I would be dead before I was done.
Maybe they would have died from the smell. Who knows?
Maybe, but still not tempting fate. So I was like, fuck this. So I go walk down this path, and there was like a slightly...
a way you could have killed them.
What? I didn't have time. There was no time to kill them. I was, you know, butt clenched the whole ride over, hoping we didn't hit too big of a wake or something to where I literally loosened up just a little bit and I shit myself, right? So I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going there. So I walk down like 20 feet, and it was like a 50-foot walk up like 20 feet in the it was like an elevation of 20 feet was where this port-a-john was, or this non-port-a-john. So I was like, fuck it, there's some bushes here, I'm gonna just squat and shit off the path. This is probably the weirdest one outside of sharding myself twice. Once I was playing video games with I think you and Chris, Diva. And I shit myself. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to come back. And I like disappeared for like 15 minutes because
the one time had to fucking clean up. Like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that was the weirdest. I mean, we've all taken shits in some questionable questionable restrooms, right? Like, mm-hmm. You think.
I think I feel more comfortable, although I've gotten a little bit more comfortable of shitting in like a public restroom, but I think I feel more comfortable in like the woods.
I was going to say hole, no problem. Bathroom with one person peeing 12 feet away, big problem.
I've started to try and train my brain to just be like, well, it may get a laugh out of them. You know, like if it roars, then you know, they're usually walking out like, oh, God, that guy's going through it.
You just have to act like you're a 65-year-old man. No shit's given.
And start grunting.
Yeah, just go for it. They don't give a shit. Why do you give a shit?
I definitely do that when snowboarding. Like, when we take our, like, lunch break type of thing. And there's usually quite a few people in there. And I have
you get some fucking headphones.
Well, there's that, and then there's also the added entertainment if you hear other people pooping and you go, okay, battle shits, let's go.
That's fair. I was gonna say the next time I'm in a bathroom, I'm gonna say, oh, you sank my battle shit.
You guys are really comfortable with strangers,
are you not?
You're not going to see him again.
Well, you might.
No, I mean, I'm like, I'm down to go fucking take a shit, dude. But I'm not like fucking trying to commenting on other fucking people taking a shit.
I haven't commented on anyone's shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
or you walk out at the same time. You're like, you look over and you're like, feel better.
That'd be funny. It'd have to be like the right moment.
If I walk out of the stall at the same time that someone else does, I'm gonna wipe my brow and be like, "Oh,
but
how was it for you?"
But I can see Diva like walk out and be like, "Hold on, he's about to get out. Let me stand here and wait for him." That'd be fucking weird. Like, you hesitate so you can try to have that moment.
No.
Yeah, you'd have to like, you can't start wiping until you hear them start wiping.
No, you know what is fucking weird? Peeing in the fucking trough at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Angel Stadium was the same way for a while.
Until they rebuilt. Weird,
dude. But they also just, like, don't have their stanchions between the urinals now, too.
Yeah.
I don't mind no stanchion in the individual urinal. It's when there's the fucking, everyone's just pissing into the same
trough.
Yeah.
Trough.
So you can like legitimately see their stream without even trying.
Correct. Like, and yeah, then, and it's busy and people are that close. And I think I was in the bathroom once and I heard someone yell queer. So I'm assuming, like he thinks somebody looked at him, so he yelled queer, and it just made the whole situation more awkward.
Did anyone laugh?
I think I was really young still, and it was just an awkward moment. And I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Jesus.
So we haven't
potty
trained Noah yet.
Okay.
And I'm not looking forward to that time of, because I've seen a few dads like holding up their son and telling him, go, just pee. Because they can't reach, but at the same time they're still trying to like potty train and all of that.
It's terrible, dude. Like I'm like, stand on the lip of the urinal, and they're like, what? And then their hand goes out and you're like, no, fucker, don't fucking touch it. And then they're fucking peeing, and then they're like bringing their hips back, and I'm like, you're gonna fucking piss on yourself the moment that stream gets short, dude. Like, so you're like trying to adjust them, dude. And then my middle son, dude, he just fucking bare asses in the fucking pants to his fucking ankles and uses the urinal. Like, you don't give a shit. Dude.
That's a boss.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
I thought you'd just take him to the fucking stall and have him stand on the seat.
Sometimes those are occupied because they've only got like two or three of those.
Yeah, hate the public. You just see the hand like on the fucking towards you. Like, don't fucker. Like, don't.
Yeah, they're going to wash their hands after, gross, right? Yeah.
So. Fucking bear crawling the toilet.
Not because their hand goes down and then they fucking touch it. And I'm like, don't fucking touch it. And then they go. You know, because that's like their freaking weird reaction they do when they're in fucking
hand
trouble.
In mouth.
They put their hand in their mouth, and I'm like, never again, dude. Never again. And it's like, all right, my turn to fucking take a shit. And then the homeboy's fucking crawling underneath to the next stall, dude. And the guy's like, hey, buddy, what are you doing here? And you're like fucking mid shit, dude, trying to grab your fucking kid. It's not a fun experience.
You're just sitting there grunting, trying to bring the kid over, and then at the same time,
shit. Oh my god. I've had a kid look under once when I was taking a shit. And I'm like, what the fuck do you say?
Hey, buddy.
Literally, that's it.
I guess I'm a sex offender now. Not by choice. Not my fault, Dad.
It was your fault this time. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward.
I just can't wait, dude, till he just fucking grabs the fucking the middle part of the toilet, right, where the toilet seat breaks, and you're just going to be like, fucking Victor told me, dude. Don't Noah, and Noah's gonna just be sad and just put his hand in his mouth for why God fucking knows. God fucking knows why you yell at him. He puts his hand in his mouth.
Well, like so far in this like venture, Noah, Jesus. Like during bath time at a random time, he'll be like, poo poo, poo poo. Oh shoot, like okay, you're telling me that do you need to poo poo? And he goes, yeah. So I pick him up. Shake him off, get him as dry as I can, get him over to the toilet and send him over the toilet, like holding him, and he's holding on to my arms, and then nothing. And he goes, cold, cold. Okay, fine. I guess I gotta put you back in the poo poo. Oh, fuck. Really? You gotta go again? Because like, he doesn't go, but at the same time, like, we haven't gotten to the point of actually training him, but I'm not looking forward to the holding him up and being like, just go, damn it.
Like, you know what Chris would say, right? Just put him on your shoulders.
Because I'm short?
No. Just because it'll save your arms.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That was Chris, not me.
Since he hasn't been on in a while, I had to bring him into the episode. I'll tell him that he got an honorary mention in the episode.
And he'll listen.
Maybe. We'll see. Well, good Lord. Hopefully Victor's story didn't make any of you piss or shit in your car.
Fuck, dude. Shit in your car, dude?
Could you imagine?
I gotta fucking take your shit, dude.
I've oh no, dude.
Poop in the box in the back. I ain't stopping this car.
Have I told you guys about the...
You shit in the box in the car?
No. So, I was sick for a day going up to go snowboarding.
You took a day off?
Yeah. This was during high school, and I went with a buddy of mine, and we got donuts before heading up to the mountain.
Okay.
And then as we were heading up, it was like fresh snowfall type of thing where as we were driving, it was snowing. So we got into like a traffic jam.
Oh.
And this dude was like, oh, dude, I got to take a shit. And I was like, what? No. And he goes, dude, I got to poop. And he's one of those where like when he feels it, like he has to go.
Oh, God.
So the bags that were used to hold our donuts originally were then used to hold his feces.
Oh, and that's before like California had the 10-cent rule. These are like dog shit bags.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't paper.
It was paper.
Oh,
it was God. Paper.
Was it like
and we,
wax covered paper?
We luckily had plenty of napkins for him to wipe with, but so we were in the stop and go traffic. He doesn't like anyone driving his at the time it was his Jeep, but he doesn't like anyone driving his vehicles. So I knew it was an emergency when he was like, dude, you got to take the wheel. I got to go. So luckily like we didn't move, but like,
and luckily it was an automatic
or whatever. Yeah, it was an automatic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were still probably like 30 minutes away from
was the top the off?
No.
Oh.
It was cold, dude.
We that would have been funny if off. The top was off and
the smell was horrendous.
I didn't take the fucking bag out, dude. You drove with it in the car?
And just like light it on fire and throw it out of the car.
I'd be like, sorry, fucking.
We drove with it in the car. The funny thing was, like, I wasn't thinking about it. We were getting ready and we were like, you know, finally going to get onto the lift
to take it out
and everything.
After you got on
and mountain. He hands me the bag and he goes, hey, can you throw this away real quick? And I, for some reason, didn't think anything of it. I think I was just overly excited about going snowboarding.
Oh.
And he hands me his poop-filled bag to throw away.
This was like pre-hand sanitizer phase.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's fucking... Oof.
That's so rough. No dude wipes or anything.
So...
Oof. Fuck.
There was that.
That's shitty. I've definitely, like, my old commute to work, it was the 71 to the 91 to the 241. And all three, like, once I got onto the 71, it took me like 20 minutes to get to the 91. Then from the 91 to the 241, it took like another 20-25 minutes. And then to get to a spot where I could go to the bathroom on the 241 took like 15 minutes. So there's a 55-minute window that I could not go to the bathroom. So I had to either prepare and make a last-second stop at Jack in the Box, which was right before I got on the... Well, it was a little past the entrance to the 241, I mean, to the 71, but it was doable. So I had to know before that moment if I had to take a shit. Because there was nowhere to stop on the 71. There was one stop on the 91. but it would take me like, it would take me an additional like 20 minutes just to get off the freeway and back on the freeway. Maybe 30. So I can't tell you how many times I got on the 71. I was like, fuck, this was a mistake. And you know, you're like, you're in that mode where you're like, you can handle it for like the first 20 minutes, but then like 20 to 40 minutes, you're like shaking and your hands, you're like, your ass is not touching the seat. You got back of your, like, your calves are touching the front of your seat. Your back is like up at the headrest and you're just clenching like a motherfucker.
And you're starting to sweat.
Yeah, you're starting to sweat. And then all of a sudden it goes the fuck away and you're like, oh, thank God it went away. And then you, what's that?
And then you hit a bump and you're like, oh shit, it's back.
Well, no, I was going to say, then you pass the exit that you could have gone to go to the bathroom and then it comes back. And then you got another like 20, 25 minutes till you can park your car and go into the office to take a shit.
And then like you're pulling up to the parking lot and it's just like,
you're like, explode. Fuck, I'm already 15 minutes late. I can't like just go straight to the bathroom. I got to go to my computer and log in and be like, sorry, boss, and just go run and take a shit and be gone for another 10 minutes. 5 minutes to shit, 3 minutes to wipe, and 2 minutes to clean up. Yeah, they
3 minutes to wipe?
Yeah, because this is not a clean wipe. You got to like, these are the types of shits that like, you aren't just wiping your crack. You got to wipe because you got like splatter off the bottom of the toilet somehow. And then, you know, all of it was diarrhea except for one log that comes like mid and you didn't fucking courtesy flush. So the whole, all the water is just shit swamp. And then you fucking, the log comes out and splashes fucking everywhere. It's like the fucking bottom of Jurassic Park, the ride, and just everywhere. And then you're like, fuck. So now you're like, you do all that. And then you're like, shit, I should probably like put some soap on a paper towel and go back into the stall and, you know, really clean up. Then you're like, well, I can't really do that. That's just awkward. So you just hope to God you wiped most of it. What's that?
Because only if there's someone there, because like for a while there,
there are like three other people that ran in the same situation as you, because we're in Southern California and we're all fucking commuting,
and we're all having a.m. p.m.
Yeah,
burritos.
Yeah. Fuck.
No, I found out at my office where most people weren't taking a shit or weren't peeing, so I would always go to those bathrooms.
Got it. At the place I used to work, the downstairs restrooms were women's on the right, men's on the left. The upstairs were men's on the right, women's on the left.
Did you go into the women's?
Yeah, I went. I usually went upstairs, but there was a time I was like, fuck, the upstairs stalls. There were only like two stalls in the upstairs bathroom for whatever reason. There were like 500-600 people that worked in this building. The downstairs had three stalls. And then there was like an awkward one that you had to like walk all the way to the fucking opposite side of the building to go use. And I don't feel like they always had toilet paper, so you wanted to avoid it. Because who likes wiping with fucking, you know, seat covers? And
I've been there. If you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
You do. But, you know, avoidable if possible. So yeah, I was like rushing down to take a shit. And I go in and I look and there's a lady there that I know and I'm like, oh, this is the wrong one. And I like rush out and I go to the other one. I said that verbally, right? To like kind of lessen the mood, but I also have to fucking take a shit at the same point in time. So I rush over to the other one, you know, and then at that point your body was already like, oh good, I'm almost to the bathroom. So like shit's almost coming out of your ass. So you're like, okay, and then you get to the other side. Now you're literally trembling trying to grab the fucking seat cover to put it on the toilet. And then you're kind of at that point where you put it down and then it falls in. You're like, fuck it. I'm shitting bare ass to the last dude's bare ass.
I hate when it fucking falls in.
It's the most annoying thing because it's always when you're shaking and you have to shit horribly. Yeah.
So with that story, the only thing that I could imagine is once you're done, and you get out of the restroom. You see her get out of the restroom at the same time. The same person that you already knew. Everything. You're like, oh, wrong restroom.
Luckily, I knew them.
That happened to me once.
But they worked far enough away from me to where it wasn't like awkward. But yeah.
It wasn't at work, though. It was at like Sizzler, dude.
Oh.
I think I had to take a shit so bad. I ran the restroom, ran out of the back stall, took a shit. Came out of the stall, and there was a lady in the bathroom. I was like, I fucked up.
You picked the wrong one.
I had felt so good, dude. It was just like, I feel clean now. I've got that shit out of me. And it was this lady standing there. I'm like, I guess I'm in the wrong one.
Did you wash your hands and like?
I probably not, dude.
She was probably more disgusted by that than you being in there.
And then that's
what I did. Yeah, when I was 12, or probably around 12, I don't know the exact age, but my stepdad had a sailboat in Long Beach. There was a Vons we'd always go to. Vons or Albertsons, I don't remember which one it was. It was before they were owned by the same company. And it was like one of the old ones that didn't have bathrooms, like, you went to basically the employees' bathrooms. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Home Depot is the same way.
Yeah. So you like, I had to like walk up these stairs. Home Depot
recently, that's why I said.
Oh, interesting. So I like had to walk up these random stairs and the bathroom was there. So I went in. I'm, you know, 12 years old, taking a shit. And I hear someone walk in. I'm like, no worries, you know. And then he sat next to me and I'm like, fuck, they're wearing platform shoes. And I'm like, that's a chick. I'm in the women's bathroom, like mid shit. So that's I
12 years old,
picked my
shoes. Yeah, it would make sense.
I like picked my feet up so you couldn't see my shoes. So they didn't know it was a dude.
Uh-huh. At that time, girls wore skater shoes, though.
Yeah, but like, no, this is in Long Beach, not fucking the Inland Empire.
Oh, my bad.
And it was also like probably a worker. So, you know, they were probably wearing like.
You were worried about throwing some Riz at her or what?
No, I was 12 and Riz wasn't a thing and I was taking a shit. So there was very little that I was thinking about other than be quiet and keep your shoes out of sight. Because I can guarantee I was wearing like basketball shoes
till she left.
Yeah, yeah. And then I waited for her to leave, and then I hurried up, pushed everything out, wiped, washed my hands as quickly as possible, or I may not have washed my hands, gone out, gone into the men's restroom, and washed my hands, and then left.
Have you ever had to do like the squat jump?
The squat jump, like to get into pants.
No.
To shit?
When you're shitting, yeah.
Squat? No. I've never done the athletic move while shitting. Usually it's a sitting motion.
It was in Laguna. They didn't have any doors on the stalls for the poopers. I guess I'll say it like that for the men's room.
Okay.
So my dad was watching the door, making sure like no one was coming in or whatever. But it was those toilets that didn't have
the metal ones,
plastic. Yeah. It didn't have the plastic.
There was no seat cover.
Right. And there was obviously no seat covers to put down either.
Yeah. You had to put toilet paper and it was all like it was like an inch and a half wide. So sitting on it was like borderline impossible.
I didn't have the time to be able to construct
that. I get that.
So I just did the squat and jump. So squat
and jump.
So you squat, you push. Once it's leaving, you jump out so that you don't get splashed.
Oh, okay. Never did that. No. Not once in my life.
It was an interesting thing just because my dad was there, like, watching the door.
So he thought you were getting, like, attacked by a snake in the toilet or something.
Oh, no. He knew what was going on. He was like, you're going to have to do this. Like, he was the one that, like...
Interesting.
Said, you're going to have to do this. So.
Okay. Like, did your butt cheek touch the water or something when you sat down?
Like, no, I was not going to sit down on the metal.
Bro, there's some points in time you just got to do it. You know, you just have to get rid of sanitary thoughts. And
I think
just...
it was like 14 at the time. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, shit. You're squat jumping at 14. I imagined like 8-year-old Devo doing this. Not like 14-year-old, like skater Devo.
You think 8-year-old Devo would have been able to squat over that type of toilet? I would have already been sitting on that toilet. There wouldn't have been a squat.
Okay.
Okay, if there's piss on the toilet seat, you wipe it off and then just go?
Yeah. I don't have like... Clorox wipes in my pocket.
If there was another stall open, I would have gone to that.
Would you say,
if there's another stall open, I'm going to that. I'm not going to take my time to wipe.
Do you find a new stall, Robert? Or you're like, fuck it, I'll just take
care. I just wipe it up and go because I'm like, because chances are, there's like a 30% chance the next one has the same problem. There's like a 20% chance that if yours has toilet paper, there's a 20% chance the one next to you does not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the piss toilet. It bugs me.
Does it? What do you do?
It bugs me a lot.
Do you squat jump?
Hold it till...
I think I'll like super... Like if I have to wipe the toilet seat down, I'm like... I'm going like 3 layers of fucking toilet seat cover.
Okay.
I don't know. That's weird.
You think it that just, helps?
No, but...
I don't think the toilet seat covers do a goddamn thing.
I heard they don't.
It's like that tissue paper.
It's like covering shit with a piece of paper.
Yeah. Makes me feel better.
It's like Big Daddy when he put fucking newspaper over his pee stain.
Oh, gotcha.
When he pissed the bed and he put toilet paper over it. And then he's like rolling around. And he's like, fuck.
All right. We're up.
Yeah. Well...
This was a shitty episode.
Yeah, it was. Hopefully you guys got some enjoyment out of that. I don't think I've laughed so hard in an episode, to be honest.
Nice.
Was that a bad topic?
I think they're going to be a little grossed out.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, we're like probably 90 to... probably at least 90%, closer to 95% male listeners. So I think there's some, like, I've been there.
No, I've been there. For sure. I'm there right now, dude.
You got to take a shit?
I think I sharted.
I think you're full of it. Your face is not showing shart on it whatsoever. So, do you have any final thoughts?
Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it neat, friends.
Woo!